Part 6, Chapter 8. Johnny stepped down into a different land. The barren mountain and its scrub seemed to swim in a soft mist. Everything was hazed and faintly blue. It seemed a very beautiful place, but it had dark gorges and inaccessible summits, and there was a secretness about it, as though its softness concealed a harsh threat. He had not realized a land could be so different from the bold mountains of his home. He had changed to buckskin. He hung a kill club on his belt.
"It's over there, about 5 miles,
said Turl, pointing south.
"Very rough terrain. Don't get any ideas about vanishing. There's a whole ocean and continent between you and your country. You'd never make it back."
He took out the control box and laid it on the seat behind him. He pointed at it.
"Could be that by tomorrow morning I'll come back and get you to move into the village, so don't move off."
"Tomorrow noon, I'll come down and collect 50 men my way. If you're still alive, duck under something to avoid the stun guns. Damned fool!"
"See you tomorrow morning,"
said Johnny, moving off.
"Goodbye, Rat Brain!"
Johnny found a faint trail that went south, and alternately running and walking, wove his way through the gullies and brush and barren fields. It was not a very promising land for food. He did not start any deer, but he saw an old trace of one. There was not much grazing to be had. Far off, on another mountain, he thought he saw some sheep, just a few of them, more like a small cloud than animals. He caught a glimpse of water through the scrub ahead and went up a gully, intending to get a better look. Yes, there was an inland body of water ahead. He trotted back to the trail. Abruptly, 3 pointed stakes jabbed out of cover. He stopped. Very, very slowly, he put up his hands, palms out, to show they were empty of weapons. A guttural, wheezing voice said,
"Take his club. Be swift now."
One spear lowered, and a heavy-set youth with a black beard stepped forward and a bit fearfully yanked the club from Johnny's belt. The youth retreated around behind him and pushed him. The other spears made way.
"Look saucy now,"
the wheezing voice said.
"Then I'll let him run away."
They came to a small clearing, and Johnny looked at them. There were 4, 2 with black hair and dark eyes, a 3rd with blonde hair and blue eyes and taller than the rest, plus an old man who seemed to be in charge.